Thursday, April 14th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, on Monday of this past week, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that's aimed at encouraging fatherhood. During a visit to Tampa, DeSantis signed the new bill that would focus on pro-fatherhood initiatives, including a statewide campaign, and provide the funding to programs that help provide resources to families with an emphasis on fathers taking a hold of their responsibilities and fulfilling them.
When this article was suggested by you and we began to work our way through it, my immediate response was, praise the Lord. My next response was, oh no. Then my final response was, oh, this could be good. Well, number one, praise the Lord, because we desperately need in Western civilization a countermeasure to the progressive secular humanist movement of deconstructing our civilization with a primary attack upon the deconstruction upon the natural family. Now, I've chosen my words carefully, and I think our listeners will know that I've said this a couple of times. Nuclear family is kind of an invented term arising out of the 50s and 60s, and it is actually somewhat related to the nuclear development. Nuclear means the core of something. We found the core of the atom, how that nuclear unity could provide with division, energy, or destruction, or edification with the proper use of it. The nuclear family, husband, wife, child. But I prefer the term natural family that comes out of the creation. The natural family is a man and a woman who have left their immediate families to establish a family, and the two become one, and then either by procreation, that is biological reproduction with children, or another highly valued practice, adoption, they then establish a family and then extend their new family back into their previous immediate family, which now becomes their extended family. And in the history of the United States, this has been foundational. And I believe it's foundational to society. Now we are in a progressive secular movement that is attacking the natural family. So now we're told the children of those families are not boys and girls. They can self-identify whatever gender they want to be, regardless of their biological sex. And now we're told that sex is not a sacred element within that marriage that is to be embraced with intentionality and joy as the Lord blesses and unites those in the marriage relationship. But now sex can be outside of marriage, and it doesn't even have to be heterosexual. It can be homosexual. It can be polysexual. It can be whatever. So you see this progressive secular movement deconstructing the family. To see some movement of sanity to come back to the created order of the natural family, where you have a man and a woman, first of all, establishing a covenant of marriage, having children that they raise, and they do so in concert with grandparents and uncles and aunts, and so there's an extended family relationship. That is foundational to the establishment of Western civilization and one of the great blessings of the Christian world and life view, and how God has ordained the family. So now the state says, hey, we're tired of this progressive secular movement in the state of Florida, and Governor Ron DeSantis leads this initiative to affirm family, but specifically what is really under attack in the progressive secular movement, which is masculinity in general and fatherhood in particular. And so he says, no, we're going to create this $70 million in order to affirm the family in general and promote it with a campaign throughout our state, and particularly those nonprofits that are undergirding the family, and even more specifically, promoting the restoration of the great blessing of biblical masculinity expressed in fatherhood. Why would I have then gone to being depressed? Can I give you something that's really interesting, Tom? One of the attacks on the family by progressivism is they say that the family is nothing more than a concentration camp to enslave women. And secondly, the family is nothing more than a racist institution. Now, what's interesting to me, when I was growing up, seeing all of the horrors of segregationism, the one thing that was paramount in the 1950s was the solidity, stability, and impeccability of the family in the African-American community. It was stalwart. My picture of the African-American man that I grew up watching with the lunch pail, limited in what he could do because of the stupidity of segregationism, yet intensely committed to providing for his family, I can give you example after example of seeing that when I was growing up and admiring it. Well, then the government stepped in and says, we got a better idea. And they began to fund initiatives to the African American family, the War on Poverty, and other initiatives that utterly has destroyed the family in the African-American community. So is this program going to be destructive to the family, even though it says it's there to support the family? But my spirits rose again when I saw that the money was being used for a campaign to affirm family in general, and fatherhood in particular, and instead of a government agency, it was going to grant resources to those nonprofit organizations that qualified in their support of the family and their support of fatherhood. Now, I do realize we have elections, and somebody could get elected and could undo this whole thing and start using those same resources to destroy the family. That's why elections are so important in our society. If this is going to be put in place by Governor DeSantis and you get fine, godly people like Tony Dungy, who is leading the charge on this, then perhaps we can set a course that will keep these resources available. But it's not the government that's doing it. It's the nonprofits that are doing it. And we'll see by God's common grace, if not his redeeming grace, a reclamation of the foundational block in society in terms of human institutions, which is the natural family built upon a marriage between a man and a woman committed for life.
It seems like there is a wave crossing the United States where parents are saying enough is enough. We need to get control of our family. We don't need the government taking control of our family. In fact, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears made the statement earlier this week talking about progressives. If they continue on the same course, they're going to lose in November. So they better start listening to parents because children do belong to the parents, not to the state.
This lieutenant governor and the governor have made it astonishingly clear. If you keep trying to assert control over the children and take it away from parents through government school boards and public education initiatives, you're going to pay a price politically because parents are not going to give up their children to the state, which will tell them what they can and cannot do in the life of their children. You will pay a price politically. My concern about Florida is don't make this an agency of the government. It will eventually fall into the wrong hands. Now, I'm fine for the government to create incentives to encourage the family as a building block in society, and that's what I think they're trying to do in Florida. People realize exactly what is crucial. And what is crucial is, these are my children. They're not yours. And I am going to raise them. They do not belong to the state. And Daddy Bear and Mama Bear are not going to let you get to their cubs. From a biblical world and life view, believers, please listen to me. The battle will not be won at the state level. The battle will be won as the church does its job of evangelism and discipleship, building strong families. Dare I quote from the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, there is coming a day with a Redeemer, and one of the blessings that is promised is the hearts of fathers will be turned toward their homes.
Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, Good Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.